It's the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with hosts Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred. Let's go eat. I'm your announcer, Zach Caton, and we're coming to you live on tape from the beautifully appointed Media Center at Visit Salt Lake. Wouldn't you like to record in a studio like this? Maybe you can. Visit www.visitsaltlake.com. Brin Ho Ching says that she's always been afraid of dough. That's right, she's afraid of the stuff you put in the oven and it comes out bread. So to overcome her fear, Brin started a bakery that specializes in sourdough. Hence the name, the Sourdoughery. Join us for the story of a hard-working woman who wants everyone to, as she says, have a tummy full of yummy carbs. And now here are your hosts, Jimmy and Bill.
I know, he was like, what's your favorite drink? And I was like, oh my gosh, I just drink water.
Really?
I don't like drinks.
No. You know, as a wine guy, we were trained. I worked with a restaurant group called the Mike Amina Restaurant Group. And one of our beverage director, Raj Parr, I'm a small A wine guy. And we actually had to do a blind water tasting. For different waters. We had to use the tap water from the restaurant, whatever that facility was, the municipality water, and then a series of carbonated waters from the soda machine, and then Vici Catalan, and then a couple of others. There's an Irish one that's not coming to mind. Once you start like sitting down and really tasting water, it's like, wait a minute. And it was in a wine glass, you know, yeah. We did the whole assessment, but you were able to. Because you wanted to, if you're asking a guest, would you care for some water? Yeah. Here are some choices. Yeah. This is why. You know what I mean?
Yeah, municipalities pass some sometimes.
Yeah.
I just had, I don't drink bottled water very often, you know, from plastic bottles in particular. Yeah. I don't want to do that. But sometimes you have, you know, you just got to. So I had two different ones today. Oh. I had a bottle of Fiji water, and then a bottle of the Arrowhead. Is it the one that's from here? Up in Mount Olympus. Mount Olympus spring water. Fiji was way superior.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I don't know.
They send it through a filtration of charcoal.
It's cleaner somehow.
It's cleaner, and it has more of a mouthfeel. Mm. It'll be almost like. Mm-hmm. But you just taste it and it coats the palate. Mm.
And like very hydrating too.
Yeah.
In Lehigh, the tap water, our house doesn't have, so we have a water filter. And so for a minute when we moved in, I was used to a refrigerator filter. Mm-hmm. And so we had to drink tap water. And I was always just feeling so dehydrated. Like I drank a huge cup of water and I was still so thirsty.
Yeah.
And then we got the filtered water and it's like satisfying. So the difference of, I can feel the difference. I can feel like the chlorine in my body. Like I know that sounds crazy, but
no,
you can feel the difference.
Yeah.
You carry your own water bottle with you wherever you go for the most part.
Yes, right. I do.
Yeah.
There's a big movement. I can't really speak to it well, but there's a where people are taking their tap water and they're sending it through a system where they're letting it set and all the particles, the particulates.
Yes.
Have you seen? And then I've seen this thick layer, and then they rack it off, they filter it off, or they just drain the top of it off, if you will, right?
Yes.
And then they'll send it through. It's just remarkable.
Is this some system you have to buy? That's
you can
expensive?
Buy, or you can do it on your. It's through cooling. There is a synthesis something.
I'm with you on it.
I sat on a podcast and they spoke about it, but I wasn't.
I haven't done.
Kind of like our listeners. They listen to our podcast, but.
When I was in high school, I used to work in a bakery. And it was a little independent bakery up in Ogden.
Great.
Where I grew up and went to school. Joe's Homemade Bakery. And we supplied, you know, like hamburger rolls or buns for local restaurants and bread. In some, no, none of the big stores, but all like a little independent markets all over Weber and Davis County,
yeah.
You know. The most fun I had doing that was I got to drive the delivery truck in the summer and go and drive around and stock the bread and, you know, take.
Have a cigarette, arm out the window.
Smoking all the time. You get to eat the fruit pies. You know, fruit pies. They were Hostess, but, you know, he had a big supply of those that he would take to the markets as well.
And so
I'd eat fruit pies and smoke cigarettes while I was driving around. It was great fun.
What a life.
But I worked in the bakery when I was in high school and college. Like, I'd get up at 2 in the morning and go to the bakery, and then I'd go to college after that, you know. And my arms were covered with burns all the time.
I was just looking to see. Mine aren't too bad, but it's mostly my fingertips that get.
It would always get me. We'd get these, like, they're four loaf pans, and they have this rotating shelves oven, big oven with, you know, gas oven. And so you load the pan, but then you take them out, and you have these kind of, I don't know how to describe them. It's like a towel with two handles. So you could grab the hot pan, but you never, and put it on the cooling shelves. But man, it's just inevitable.
Hit something on the door, on the tops of the pan.
Damp, and it's getting hotter and hotter.
Little burns up and down my arms all the time.
Yeah, always. And my husband, he's like, "Are you okay?" Like, not really, but it's part of it.
Yeah. Well, let's get started, shall we? Okay. We're rolling, I assume, Dawson.
Yep.
Okay. And is the bunny in this one too?
Mr. Fluffers.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever done, Dawson. On the show, this is the dumbest thing you've ever done. This bunny.
Yeah, but he has it. Like, that's in your.
Yeah. Why does
it?
Why do you have it?
Oh, it's yours. You brought it. It's like, I just keep it in my trunk just for a good time.
Okay.
I think we don't want to know why Dawson has it.
Don't ask too many questions.
Mr. Fluffer, I mean, really? Okay. Anyway, let's get this thing started. I want to thank everybody for listening and watching and however you do, and subscribers. And please tell your friends and neighbors that there's nothing to fear here, all right? Let's see. We'll start out with our sponsors. We have, of course, Beehive Cheese. Is a Beehive sponsoring this one as well? Why not?
We're featuring them and the bread. Yep.
In a league of its own, Utah's Beehive Cheese elevates humble cheddar to an artisanal greatness with spirited flavors that spark conversation, producing award-winning cheeses that bring friends and family together. Beehive Cheese earned first place at the 2022 American Cheese Society competition, and they were named makers of the best American cheese at the World Cheese Awards 2021, earning the Slow Food Snail of Approval late 2022. And Beehive Cheese is also one of only 7 American cheese makers to be B Corp certified. And thank you to our wonderful guest for bringing us bread from her bakery. Yeah. It's called the Sourdoughery.
Yep.
And this is, let me get your name correctly. It is Brin.
Yep.
Ho Ching.
Yep, you got it.
Brin Ho Ching.
Yes. Yeah.
And Chinese, I would assume?
Yes, there is Chinese. My husband, he grew up in American Samoa, so they've got.
Yeah.
Samoan, Filipino, Chinese, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I can tell that people who are from Samoa, as we say it, they say Samoan.
Yeah.
Or Samoa. Yeah. I can't do
Samoa.
It. Samoa.
Yep.
Yeah. Samoa.
Yes. Yeah. Now, Bryn, we'll get into why you wanted to do the bakery and all of that. But would you mind maybe serving us a little bit of this bread that you've made and tell us about it?
I feel honored. So I brought my 2 top sellers. It's a roasted garlic and a cheddar jalapeno.
Ooh.
I do have in the works a beer cheddar jalapeno that I used to previously offer, but the beer, I use a local ale, usually a pilsner. It doesn't hydrate the loaf. You know, bakery talk, it's a little difficult. So today I just kept it simple with the cheddar jalapeno.
Okay.
And then a crispy shallot butter. It is not what? Here for any good breath, though. So
I don't. That's fine. That's fine. Nobody's kissing me these days.
Is this that's a cheddar jalapeno.
Yes.
And then this is the roasted garlic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Bill, you want the? Let me try some expression
of
the, on that.
Yeah, let me try some of that. So where is your bakery, the Sourdoughery?
So right now I bake from my home, and I'm in Lehi. Mm-hmm. I do monthly markets down here in Salt Lake at the Publix coffee shop off of 9th South.
West Temple, 9th South there, right?
Just right off that exit, yeah. And so we have markets once a month. It's women-owned businesses and women of color and... It's a beautiful experience. So I do those monthly markets, and then I do Friday pickups at my home right now.
Friday pickups? Oh, people come and pick up.
People come, order. Come to my home, order, come to my home, and pick up.
So if people watching and listening to this wanted to get bread from you, what would they do?
You can go to my Instagram, @_thesourdoughery, or to my website, and I fill orders there. And my website is thesourdoughery.com.
Mm. That is... freaking delicious bread. Yeah.
Thank you.
That butter is wonderful too.
Thank you. Yeah.
You make the butter yourself. I mean, you don't churn it, I would assume. But
sometimes I like to, depending on the cost of heavy cream. But no, right now I do. I make the crispy shallots, and then I just add that into the butter.
They're delicious.
Thank you.
Absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
The Sourdoughery was started, you said, I was reading your bio, out of fear.
Yes.
Why did you start a bakery out of fear?
It sounds wild, doesn't it? I love to be challenged. I love for things to be difficult. Not all the time. Sometimes I would like things to be a little easier. But bread, when I look at bread, it's always looks so intimidating, scary, and I feel like it's such an art to do. So we moved home from Hawaii in 2020 and mid chaos of everything.
Yeah.
And I was just like depressed. So I'm like, I'm tired of things, you know, holding me back or tired of being scared to try new things. And so I just started making sourdough bread. I had never even made yeast bread before. So usually you'll start at yeast bread because it's user friendly.
So you didn't grow up making bread in the kitchen.
No.
You didn't, it wasn't a staple in a household.
No.
COVID and everything, through fear, you're like, I'm gonna do this.
I was like, we're diving in.
A lot of people, actually bread making was one of the things that a lot of people did during COVID.
Yes.
Well, I'm stuck at home, I'll make bread.
May as well.
Yeah.
I mean, like nothing else to do.
You have taken it a step further.
Yeah.
How did you make that decision?
So I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I've always been trying to find ways to make income, but I've never truly enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. We were personal trainers and did online training for a little bit, but... I didn't love working with people because if you're not doing your end, it's a reflection of me on my end.
Sure.
So I was like, I gotta get away from people. I gotta step back.
I can appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a little difficult.
I get it.
So then I was like, I'd like to be home with my babies. And so I was like, why not just try it?
Yeah.
And it's been so fun. Exhausting.
Why sourdough instead of yeast bread?
Because the gut health and the nutritional benefits in sourdough is phenomenal. So it's fermented. When it's fermented, it cuts down the gluten in the bread. So the longer you ferment your bread, the less gluten it has, which is easier for our bellies to digest. Which in turn, we're not getting bloated. There are no preservatives or anything artificial in the bread. There's high protein flour, so in a slice of bread, you can get 2 to 6 grams of protein, and it tastes good.
Yeah,
at the end of the day,
it's delicious.
Reminds me of European bread. I mean, like I'm in Europe, you know, in France.
It's all fresh there.
Yeah.
Where did you get your sourdough starter?
My friend MK. She has this beautiful garden, and I was over there one day. She's like, yeah, I've been making sourdough. And I was like, dang, you're crazy. But can I have some? And so she sent some home with me, and I figured it out from there. She got me started, and then I just...
Was it easier or harder than you thought it would be?
I think it's more difficult in a sense of I like to perfect things. If I'm taking on a challenge, I want to do my very best at the challenge. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like focused, hyper-focused on it, and now everything's all about sourdough and the techniques and the science behind it. And so that part more difficult, but the bread making is simpler, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
What's the oven you use at home? Is it a standard appliance or did you upgrade since? No, standard appliance. You just make
it's
sure
the home oven.
That thing really? Is just nice and hot. And
How many loaves a day do you make doing this?
It depends on orders. Mm-hmm. If I'm headed to a market, I take between 80 to 100 loaves. It's exhausting.
How can you do that?
Well, I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I just bake until the day is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Usually midnight, so I get only a few hours of sleep.
How many loaves of bread can you make in that amount of time? 80?
I can make 4 loaves in 1 hour.
Oh.
So, yeah. Push through.
So you brought 2 different breads here. Do you do others than this?
Yes, I have a large list that I do. Mm. I have an original, which is just a plain mm-hmm. bread, mm-hmm. really good for French toast. I have cinnamon raisin,
ooh,
a multi-seed, so it's like, mm-hmm. you know, when you, the Dave's Killer bread,
yeah,
full loaded with all the nutrients. Mm-hmm. I also do a Thai basil jalapeno.
Mm.
I mean, the list goes on. Now, of course, I'm going to blank on all of them that I have.
Just look for the sourdoughery on Instagram, and you can see all of that stuff. When you were a little kid, did you cook much, or did you learn to cook?
So my mom says sometimes my memories might not be the same as hers, but I remember cooking with my dad. Mm. In the mornings, we'd make pancakes, or every Saturday we would have bacon, rice with butter, biscuits, and eggs.
Okay. So I love rice. You know, I just love plain white rice with butter on it.
It's delicious.
Just, oh, God, I love it.
A little salt.
Yeah, a little pinch of salt. Yep.
Yeah,
it's so well good. Underrated with many. Yeah, it's perfect.
So anyway, you make breakfast with your dad.
Yeah. And then from there, I started to enjoy it, and I would find ways to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was on this cookie kick for years. And I was like, I just got to make all the different types of cookies.
Mm.
And then in high school, I was like, cupcakes. So what was that, Top Chef or the...
Yeah.
I would pretend I was on those shows in high school.
And
then I'd just go deliver them to my friends. Mm. And then it kind of just...
You were very popular. I would.
In Tooele, you just know everybody. You know where everybody lives, so you can just go on a delivery and mm-hmm. get everybody's homes. And then in college, I would stress bake. So I've got exams coming up. May as well bake some cookies instead of study for exams.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. But it was all baking.
It was all baking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when I met my husband, I got into cooking.
Mm. Okay.
And more into... flavor profiles and bringing everything together.
Your recipes.
You
together.
Went to college. Yeah. Were you planning on doing something other than being a baker?
A nutritionist.
Oh well, that's good. And that's certainly right down the
health.
On point. Yeah, yeah. On point. Let's see. I have some other questions. You already told me that. Where did you develop the feeling that you should be? It says in your bio that you try to be mindful of the ingredients that you put in your body.
Yes.
Talk about that.
So I feel like we're in a time right this minute where it's so processed, all the foods that we can easily get our hands on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like everything's packaged or already prepared. And I like to, I call my house an ingredient household. Mm-hmm. Only.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that we want, we make from scratch. And I've noticed that when we're mindful of the ingredients that are in our food, we feel better. We have less mind fog, less bloating in our bodies, more energy, and can show up better for ourselves as well as the people around us.
Yeah.
And so being mindful of the ingredients here, I wanted to prepare a loaf that other people could also take into their home and feel good eating.
Mm.
So the sourdough bread that you buy at the store is full of additives and really preservatives.
I bought some recently. And, I mean, it was, I forget, I looked at every brand there and I don't remember which one I ended up buying. It was probably, anyway. And it was pretty good, but it was, I was going to make grilled cheese sandwiches, so that's what I wanted. I wanted sourdough for that.
Are all those additives and ingredients to preserve the shelf life, make it more stable? Yeah. And but were this, what's the 1-3 days for your bread?
I mean, it can last up to a week. So I do a higher hydration, meaning there's more water content in the bread. And so it does last a little bit longer. So you can still, like 3 days after, cut a slice and eat it without having to prepare it before you eat it.
One of the favorite things my son and I do with bread that is a little not as fresh, we'll soak it, we'll make French toast out of it, you know, soak it in the batter, the egg, and the milk, and the vanilla, and the little,
little
sugar.
Syrup on top.
Yeah, and then we just soak that in a casserole dish, and low, slow and low on the heat, right, to cook it all the way through, and those are some nice French toasts.
Talk about the flour you use. You're in Lehigh. Do you use the Lehigh roller mills flour?
Yep, it's down the street. Yeah, I sure do. I love the rise that it gives to my bread, as well as the high protein in the flour. I've tried a few different brands, but I really enjoy that one.
That's the one you. You do this out of your home. Do you have a desire or a thought that you will grow this? And talk about that idea a little
bit. So my 5-year plan is to have a bakery space, and I. The reason I did the sourdoughry is because I mixed sourdough and bakery together. Because I don't want to stop just at sourdough bread. I also do cinnamon rolls, cakes. I have a variety of things that I do.
Are they all based on sourdough, though?
Yes, everything is sourdough.
I never really thought about it. I mean, I guess I knew you could do sourdough, obviously bread, but like rolls.
Yeah.
But cake?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so instead of having like the active sourdough, which helps it rise, you just use what's called discard, and it's like dead starter. Not really dead, but it's older starter, and you just pour it in, so it doesn't need to rise. Yeah, it just gives the long fermentation for the gut health, and then a little tang in it. It's really delicious.
I love how you have the nutritional aspect, being a nutritionist, and that's your study, really weaving through what you're doing. That's really, you're really fortunate to have
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's very important that we all have good nutrition and solid things going into our bodies.
People were shunning bread for a while there because of too much, carbohydrates? Putting on the weight?
Yeah, but here's the thing is what a lot of people don't understand that carbs are so good for us. It's our energy source. And our body breaks down a carbohydrate like sugar, no matter the energy source it is. So everything that is fruit, candy bars, bread, all gets broken down into sugar. Now, deeper into that, there is more nutrients in this. So there's protein, there's no fat in this bread, but that also is energy sources as well. But when they're like, don't do carbs, carbs are bad, you're not eating proper carbs for your body. You're eating carbs that are gonna either make quick carbs, gonna make you hungry, or you're eating carbohydrates that are severely processed that your body can't digest. So that's why you're getting bloated.
Unfortunately, I do think I get most of my carbs from bourbon, but that's...
A carb's a carb.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Well,
I mean, aren't there a lot of carbs in booze?
Yeah.
What's the sugar?
The sugar, I assume you don't drink anything but water, though, do you?
Yeah, I just drink water.
Do you ever, I don't know what, you grew up eating some processed foods, I would think.
Yes, I did.
And do you ever miss any of them or crave them?
Okay, Top Ramen.
Yeah, really bad for you.
Really bad for you, but that is my favorite meal. So yes, I do miss Top Ramen.
Is it the salt, the sodium that's in it that's so bad, or is it also the process?
Well, everything about it.
It's everything about it.
Yeah.
It's just everything about it.
Well, and did you know that one package is two servings?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Nobody does that.
Yeah, so that's one thing that I do miss. But we also used to have pizza rolls all the time.
Gino's pizza rolls. Yeah. I think my family, my wife and my youngest, I think there's a box of, I think it's called Black Shin ramen.
Yeah. Oh, Black. It is still a staple in our household. I cannot give that up.
And then my wife said, I saw this thing where Asian people who are eating this, and they put a slice of processed cheese. American cheese on top of it. And she started doing that.
Yeah.
She said, it's addictive.
Okay, our favorite meal in our house is Spam.
Yep.
You cube it up and fry it.
Yeah.
And then the Black Shin ramen with an egg yolk to make it creamy. Mm-hmm. And then I like to add cilantro and green onions and a fried egg.
Yeah, yeah. This is delicious.
Good.
And this is kind of very Hawaiian too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long did you guys live in Hawaii?
We were there for a total of 2.5 years. So we moved back in 2020, then moved back in 21, and moved back here at the end of 22.
Hawaii is great. What do they call the sushi with Spam? What do they call that?
Musubi,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
It's really good.
So good.
Yeah. And snow cones with red beans.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm not a fan of those.
I like that. I love beans. See, I'm a bean fan.
Okay, I think of beans and then I think of chili. And I think when I'm taking a bite of a bean, I just imagine savory. And then you throw in the shave ice toppings. Mm-hmm. It just throws me for a loop.
I haven't tried that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was dubious, but it was really good. It was really good. The beans are kind of in a sweet kind of syrupy, not overly sweet, but just a little sweetness to them.
Yes, slightly sweetened.
This is terrific stuff. I really hope you can make this a huge success.
Thank you.
It's something that just sitting here talking with you for 20 minutes. It's well deserved.
You
deserve some success.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
When do you get to take a break? Do you?
Never.
No.
Never. We're just grinding right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really, like I said, I like to be challenged. So I have really big goals for myself, and I don't really know how to balance life with achieving goals very well.
It sounds like you're a full bore kind of a person.
Yes.
Like I'm all in. And you're all in.
Yeah. Yes.
As you mentioned earlier. Well, to you and your future success.
Cheers with this water.
You. Yeah.
Well, what's a loaf of bread cost?
The original's 12, but it varies depending on different ingredients. Mm.
Well, it's called the sourdoughery.
Delicious.
S-O-U-R. And then D-O-U-G-H-R-Y.
Yep.
And if you look for that on Instagram, you'll find everything you need to know if you want to order some bread.
Yep.
You can do it that way.
Yep.
And are you monthly at Public Coffee?
Yes, monthly.
Got it.
The date does vary, but.
Sure, but that's also.
Yep, that'll be on Instagram.
You got a little bit of news for us?
Yeah, we do a little splash of news with our episodes here. Got a food trends for 2024. According to National Geographic, food trends. So,
hey, I love one a year.
Yeah, I got it. The fig leaf. You can't eat it raw, but it offers a sweet, creamy, herbaceous flavor that can be infused into oils and dairies, even syrups for cocktail.
Mm.
The fig leaf. Hot sauce is heating up, especially for home cooks, giving a quick hit of flavor to dishes prepared at home. The hot sauce market is expanding like never before. Another food trend that's hitting bars and restaurants, focusing on music where it's taking the forefront of your dining or drinking experience. Whiskey, this is an interesting one. Whiskey from other regions of the world, such as New Zealand, Nordic nations, France, and Italy, are starting to hit the market. And finally, another beverage that's going to be a trend for 2024, pet Pet Nats or Petillon Naturel. These are the traditionally made semi-sparkling wine that's bottled while it's still fermenting. Huh. So there's your little splash of news.
Thank you, Jimmy.
The fermented, make kombucha.
Oh, you do?
And I have been seeing a lot of people are making wines out of fruit.
Yeah. Well, fermented beverages. Like,
yeah, but it's really, really, maybe it's because I'm into kombucha, it just pops up on my For You page all the time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But that is funny to see that's in the news.
Yeah, the Pet Nats. Yeah.
I really tried to get into fermenting for a while because I like sauerkraut and I like fermented vegetables. Yeah. And I did some and then I don't know, I lost interest. It's not that hard.
No, it just takes time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I bought all these little bottles with these little gas.
Yeah.
I still have them, so I should get back into that. Anyway, you know, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We've been talking with Brin Ho Ching. The Sourdoughery is her bakery. And thanks for bringing us bread.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. And if you want to ask us anything, you can. Or if you want to join us for a recording, we could probably arrange that. And, you know, like if you were here today, you'd probably get some bread. Wouldn't that be cool? So send us questions or ask to join a taping of the show. Just go to the Let's Go Eat Show at gmail.com. Just, you know, run that all together. The Let's Go Eat Show at gmail.com. Thank you, everybody, for being there. Thank you. Please subscribe. Tell your friends. And if you have any criticisms of this show, keep it to yourself, okay?
Don't tell.
All right.
We don't want to know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with Jimmy Santangelo. You can contact Jimmy at www.thewineacademyofutah.com. As for Bill Allred, it might be best to just leave him alone. Comments, questions, or angry complaints to the management should be directed to the Let's Go Eat Show at gmail.com. The Let's Go Eat and Drink Show is produced by Dawson Dow. Our theme music was composed and recorded by Doug Wild. Recording facilities as needed are by the Visit Salt Lake Media Center at www.visitsaltlake.com. The show is a Double Plus production. I'm Zach Caton. I'm also afraid of dough, but it's mostly because I'm gluten intolerant.